Hello everybody, this is your favorite host Anubis, and this is the Read Along Witchcraft Show. How are you guys today? I hope your day is amazing and full of blessings. Today we're going to do another quick and easy episode. We're not going to read from a book, we're going to read from the dearest book of shadow to my heart, the first book that I ever had as a book of shadow, which is the Red Book. If you follow me on Amino, you know that I had a big red binder that I wrote in it when I first started a year ago. And this book, the thing is, I was still learning and new. So it's really not full of so much info and it's not focused. The info is all over the place. Like one page I talk about water, the other page I talk about the elements, I'm all over the place. But the book is full of art and I drew in it a lot, and it's so dear to my heart because it's my first book. So today we're going to talk from two books of shadows, this red old book, My Lovely Dovely, and the newest book of shadows that I bought, that I found actually, I'm sorry. This the other one I'm going to share with you on Amino, it's a blue, dusty blue one, and it's so smooth. This grimoire or book of shadow is going to be specifically for correspondences, unlike the red one, which is exclusive for everything, and the black one that I have is for recipes. The more I get into the craft, the more I want to be specific, because the red one, I find it so difficult to look through the book in order to find things. Like, it's a mess. Like, seriously, it's a mess. So today we're going to talk about type of waters and time correspondences. And if we got time, more time, I'm going to talk about divination. We have a lot of things to talk about. So buckle up, guys. Have your drink or your herbal tea or whatever kind of drink you like to drink. And let's dive on. And let's just say disclaimer. I'm sorry that the disclaimer is so lame by now, but I have to say it. This is not info that I credit to myself. This is everywhere found in the internet. It's found everywhere and free for everyone. So let's start. Type of water. Why do I need to use certain types of water for certain spells or rituals? Actually, you don't need, just disclaimer, you don't need to do that. Excuse me, I have to have a sip of coffee. I'm really thirsty. I'm so sorry. Anyway, you don't need to have a specific type of water in your spell. Any type of water would do. Okay, so why do we use water correspondences in our spells or rituals? Because it as anything that we do, it will empower the spell more and give it more power. So that's the whole thing. You don't need to do it, you just could do it. So today we're going to talk about four types of water and what we can use it for and my personal experiences if I use the water myself or not. So we talk about sea, storm, river, rain, and dew water. So these are five types of water. We're not going to talk about moon or sun water. This is another episode. Let's start. Sea water is good for cleansing and healing rituals. It's also good for banishing spells and protection spells. Storm water for spells that has emotional strength, confident, charge, motivation, strengthening spells, and also cursing. River water, because the rivers usually has such a dynamic and movement, so it's good for spells that has moving on, focusing energy, breaking through tough paths, and wording, and also powering tools. By powering tools, it means if you had a wand that you want to make it work better, if you have a pendulum, you can just put it, cleanse it in the river, and that gives it more water. And we also have rainwater, which is lovely, lovely. I love to use rainwater as well as seawater in my spells. It's amazing. I have got amazing results with it. So rainwater, it's kind of multi-purpose. You can use it for growth, rebirth, spells, and for also spells that need gaining power over time. This is crucial. This is so important from my own experiences, guys. I used once a spell. I did once a ritual for self-love, and I used in it a couple of drops of rainwater. Like, not any rainwater. I used specific Malaysian rainwater when I was traveling. The spell, oh my god, it was amazing. The results was amazing, and oh my god, I was so happy with it. Also, dew water. Dew is such a light, fluffy, lovely, lovely thing. So, it's used for love and fertility spells. So, if you can get or grab your hands over these kind of waters, please feel free to do so. Unfortunately, here where I live, we don't have storm water much, and we don't have dew water much. But because dew water is so, oh my god, it takes forever to collect. The easiest one is seawater and river water. It's so easy. So, also we're going to talk about time correspondences. Why this is kind of important. Time correspondence is important because it will make you have more, you'll gain more power to your spell. So here we have dawn, noon, sunset, and night. So dawn. So dawn water, as I was saying, is great for dawn time. I'm sorry. It's great for blessing new projects, new beginnings of all kind, business, employment, healing, and health, and study, hopefulness, protection, and travel. So if you want to do a spell or a ritual specifically for any of these things, it's better to do it at dawn. Now we're going to talk about noon. Noon is good for courage, growth, opportunities, improve memory, and increase intelligence, leadership, money issue, fixing money issue, prosperity, protection, strength, and success. And then we have sunset, which is one of my favorite times of the day. I don't know, I just feel so calm and at ease. So, sunset, we can use it for banishing illness, breaking bad habits, ending trails and troubles, heal from grief, heartbreak or pain, reverse cursing or crossing, failures and hexing. So, it's good for banishing any bad juju, which is amazing. And we have the night. Night is usually good for control emotions, fertility, healing old wounds, increasing magic powers, strength, love, peace, personal awareness, and psychic dreaming, relieving stress, and self-improvement. So guys, as you can see, there is a pattern here. Dawn is good for beginnings and anything related to business, because usually it's good to start your business early, at 5 a.m. in the morning or something. And then we have noon, which is good for in general things. Sunset is good for just removing all the bad juju that we have. And night is good for things that need, like the mundane things of the mind. So you can use these correspondences for your advantage to increase your magic powers or the vibe of any spell or ritual. Is it necessary? No, but you can use it. So, guys, today this was the episode. We talked about time correspondences and we talked type of water. I hope you guys enjoyed this little episode. I love you guys. And this was your favorite host, your favorite host Anubis, I'm sorry. And this is your favorite show, the Read Along Witchcraft Show. Bless be, guys. Bye-bye.